is texting me at 5 a.m.? I knew I should have left my phone on silent.
Hey, Jessica. Everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Looks like my boss is texting me.
Texting you? At 5 in the morning?
Yeah, at 5 in the morning.
But you're leaving?
Yeah.
Don't you want to grab breakfast or something?
Nope, I don't. Oh, and Tim, don't worry about having to call me again.
My name is Tom.
Okay, Tim, well, I'd say see you later, but...
Yeah, well, fuck you too, then.
Already did that, and as a rule, I won't be doing it again either.
Hey, Jess, I got a case I think you might want to take a look at. Give me a call later. Meeting with a client at 8 a.m., so I won't be in the office until later.
That was a text from Phil, my boss. We're private investigators in New York City. He doesn't usually message me this early unless it's something really important, so I figured I'd give him a call back right away. It's not like Tim or Tom or whatever his name was would miss me. I was gonna take off on a bit anyways. Tinder is for one-night stands. It's not like I ever remember any of their names or stay past 6 a.m. anyways. And I never get breakfast with them. Ever. I don't have time to deal with relationship bullshit. Better to cut the cord before there's ever even a chance.
Phil Slater.
Hey Phil, it's Jess. Got your message. What's up?
On another date, I take it? You don't usually call me back this early.
Oh my God, Phil!
As if I don't know you by now. Well, anyway, a stately friend of mine from the police academy was down visiting from Maine. We grabbed some lunch and started talking about unsolved cases. He told me about an unidentified man found in the woods of Maine, whose case is still cold after 7 years.
Okay, what does this have to do with me?
Well, I thought maybe you'd like to check it out. You know, do a little digging, see what you can find.
You mean go to Maine?
Yep, I mean go to Maine.
But what about my caseload and all your admin stuff?
Haven't you been wanting a chance to spread your wings a little? Vindicate your cousin after all these years? I can handle the office while you're gone. Things have been pretty slow lately, and you've never left New York before. Don't you think it's time to step outside the box?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I wouldn't have offered it if I didn't mean it. You know that.
You're right. Well, I guess I'm going to Maine. When do I leave?
Next week. As long as I can get all the paperwork taken care of for you to investigate.
Okay, that works for me.
Sounds good. I'll see you in about 10.
Crisp Podcast is written and produced by Jessica Rainville. Produced, mixed, and edited by Rick Coast. Music by Tangent Music, LLC.